So we are here with 1000 Mods. They are from Greece. You guys have been before in Sonic Blast, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In 2018?
Eight. That's right, yeah.
I was there, but I couldn't see your show because I was doing some interviews, like right now. So this was my first time actually seeing you guys live. It was really great. Thank you so much, first of all. I want to ask you, this is a new venue. You've been to the festival before. What are you thinking about this, and what are your thoughts about the new venue? Was everything all right? Was the crowd good?
To be honest, it was really surprising when we arrived that this year was so big,
yeah.
You know, because we used to be that cozy festival, and it's crazy that so many people can come to a festival like this. And
and the place, I think it was very awesome.
You guys stay here more than one day, or just
we came yesterday.
Yeah, and
enjoyed
saw all these cool bands from the lineup, and it was very awesome. And the crowd, and we like that they came from all the Europe. All around, and see friends and
that's
fans.
The thing about Sonic Blast, I think,
yeah.
What makes a good crowd though?
Sonic Moledo crowd. Definitely.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
With crazy.
the mosh pit and they are
surfing the whole time. It was really, really crazy.
Nice, that's nice to hear.
More than we expected.
Nice. I know you guys own your own label, is that right? And you like to do everything almost by yourselves. Do you ever sometimes feel turned off by the music industry outside making music itself?
Really nice question.
Yeah, and
really nice question,
what are your tips and tricks for starting musicians to deal with that?
First of all, yes, for many years now we do almost everything by ourselves. We have our own label. We used to tour also by ourselves, booking and etc. Now, of course, we're in Sound of Liberation. And although the band, we know a lot of DIY bands, and of course we know also a lot of label bands, from independent labels or from kind of major labels.
Yeah, yeah. But not multinational,
international, big pop labels, but still I think there is it's just you need more effort if you are not in a major. This is the difference. You need more effort to run
all these things and to be
and try to prove
efficiency, it's very hard to manage your own self, and administrate everything.
But how does that doesn't interfere with the act of making music?
We try a lot not to interfere, man. We try a lot.
Now we're trying to some things, some jobs to give to friends or people to are pros, are professionals about that. So we have a big
family, and we're trying to
let's say not sending our LPs via post mail by ourselves.
We used to do it, of course.
That's a lot of trouble, I know it.
We like it because you have a very, very close relationship with your fans, and it's very cool, to hand down, the guitarist or the drummer, all the things.
The address,
or something like that.
This is also, to continue the question, this is also the tip that you asked, is that you have to do it as good as you can. You cannot just wait the label to come and sign you or the big tour to take you.
These romantic years from the 90s, or early zeros, is now you know, just it's past. I mean, in the day of internet, in the day that you can learn a lot of stuff
and
by
find
yourself.
So many bands, so much music.
And you can, that's underground. I mean, you know, the underground has a very strong relationships with the fans, with the independent.
With the word of mouth.
Yeah, word of mouth, independent radio. I mean, fanzines, etc. You know, it's very cool.
Yeah. So nowadays, a musician is more than just a musician. That's the
definitely.
So right now you have 4 LPs out. The first one is the iconic Supervan Vacation. I mean, it's a really great LP. You know, you already know that. And the latest, the Youth of Descent. I know. With all this done, how do you define yourselves right now at this precise moment in your career?
On
your career, how do you define yourselves right now, this present time?
Musically, you mean?
Yeah. I don't know. Some thoughts about the band. How is it doing?
It's actually after 2 years of not doing anything, and we had really bad luck to release the album during the quarantine, the first quarantine, and also cancel like 100 shows for 2020. And
the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Sonic Moledo too.
Sonic Moledo was supposed to play 2020. Yeah. But the problem is that it was funny, at the same it was really sad that, you know, we had the thought that maybe it will pass, you know, fast. Maybe it's 3 months, 6 months, you know. No one from the music industry expected, you know, to be for at least 2 years of not gigs.
And looking back, it seems a little bit short. Time went flying. But yeah.
Exactly, but you know, if you leave it, it's really bad. But I think after all these years, 2 years, okay, it was really, we couldn't expect that getting back on the road and they've sing again, so all the fans and having all this energy, we were really afraid of how the things will be, if the people are not so feared, you know, and they want to party, they want to attend a gig, and it's amazing, and we really love that at this moment we're still touring, although it's really tiring, you know, and this summer is really crazy, but we really enjoy being in a place like this and seeing again the fans after 2 years and being with this kind of you know, crazy party, not just coming here for a gig.
So do you already have some plans for the future, like new LPs, EPs, whatever?
We have already, because the quarantine stuff, the lockdown, we found ourselves a little bit, you know, on the freeze. I mean, it was very, the COVID stuff, it was, you know, very, a little bit
too much,
and we soaked. So yeah, we try to, you know, restart things and all our, you know, routine. So we begin to have some you know, ideas on the table, some riffs, some, you know,
some songs.
And we started rehearsing more, so we already have some songs. And we have many plans and many. Yeah. You know.
Maybe not an LP, really. Maybe another release. We already released an acoustic version. We had some sessions during this, and we also record some other stuff. And yes, we have in mind not an album for sure in 2022, but in mind, you know, some releases and maybe next year.
Thank you so much, guys. Any last message you want to give to our listeners? Anything you want.
Yeah. It was a hell of a time tonight, and hopefully we'll be back really, really soon.